Welcome to Real Crusades History. The transcontinental conquest of the Arabs was stopped dead by Charles Martel's victory at Tours in 732. After subjugating some of the most powerful regions of the world, Egypt, Persia, Syria, Palestine, North Africa, and Spain, the massive Muslim war machine was vanquished by a tough little Frankish army. How did it happen? What made Charles and his men able to do what so many richer and better equipped armies could not? A bastard son of Pepin of Herstal, Charles was unlikely to achieve importance, but he early on gained a reputation as a fighting man. Pepin's legitimate grandsons imprisoned Charles after their father's death, but Charles escaped and attracted followers. At the Battle of Vincy in 717, Charles won dominance of the Frankish kingdom. After much hard campaigning, Charles succeeded in uniting the Franks under himself. In 725, Charles's attention was suddenly drawn south. News spread of triumphant Arabs storming toward Frankish territory. Charles sensed a particular danger in the Arabs and put all of his energy into fighting them. The Umayyad Muslims, having easily captured Spain, anticipated an easy campaign in southern France. They moved on Aquitaine, raiding and burning. The Muslims, under Abd al-Rahman, were unaware that Charles Martel, unlike many other European leaders they'd encountered, had forged a disciplined, battle-hardened army. So how did he do it? How did Charles Martel so absolutely defeat this military powerhouse? The answer lay in Charles's sharp tactical mind combined with the skill and experience of his men. By the time Martel's Franks faced the Arabs, they'd been campaigning every single year, a novelty at the time. Charles selected the site where he would meet the Arabs, high ground guarding Tours. The Arabs found Charles's men drawn up in a phalanx with trees all around them to hinder Arab cavalry. Charles's infantry had been fighting with him for years, some since 717, and they had the resolve to stand up before these rushing horses. Charles made the crucial decision to hold this favorable position and let the Arabs make the next move. The Arabs skirmished with the Franks for a week, trying to break them up without a direct engagement. This failed. Though nervous, Rahman was tempted by the prospect of sacking Tours. He ordered his cavalry to charge uphill through the trees, straight into the Frankish formation. What followed was astounding. The Frankish infantry did not break. Repeated charges by the Arabs were smashed on Frankish lances. Huge numbers of Arab horses and riders perished, with the Franks standing like an impenetrable wall. Meanwhile, mid-battle, Charles sent scouts to the enemy camp to assassinate exhausted soldiers trying to rest, free prisoners, and steal supplies. As charge after charge is failing for the Arabs, they begin to realize that their camp was also in chaos. This caused panic and flight, in which the Franks pursued and slew their foes. In the turmoil, Abd al-Rahman was surrounded himself and killed. The issue was decided. The Arabs had been utterly defeated by the Franks. France was saved for Christendom. The Arab conquest was brought to a screaming halt. History was made. Charles Martel's intelligence and capability set the stage for victory, while the resilience and discipline of his men made his vision a reality. For the rest of his life, Charles would win victories over the Muslims, earning his title the Hammer. His achievements during a dark time meant nothing less than the survival of Christian Europe and the eventual flowering of a triumphant, culturally rich Western civilization. Thanks for watching. Please subscribe to this channel to get regular updates on the Crusades. Also, I'm currently trying to increase my advertising budget for the channel, so if you can, please click on the donate button to make a quick PayPal donation to support Real Crusades History. Also, don't forget to like Real Crusades History on Facebook and leave any comments you might have on this topic. Thanks.